We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Hard Knocks AFC North, December 3rd, HBO. And Pat Bostic says the Baltimore Ravens have more pressure on them than any of the other AFC North teams. We put up a Twitter poll yesterday brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Which AFC North team is under the most pressure? I think the results of this poll are very telling. So, of course, the Steelers win with 30% because we're in Pittsburgh, and that's who follows me. But the Bengals at 25%, the Ravens at 25%, and the Browns at 20%. Every team has pressure. I think we settled on Baltimore yesterday because of Lamar winning two MVPs. Mm-hmm. And you got to win a championship. But Pat, you say Lamar as well and the Ravens. Why?
Because he's got two MVPs and he hasn't won a championship.
There we go.
How many league MVPs haven't won a... That's a ChatGPT question.
I'm on it right now.
How many MVPs haven't won a championship? The thing with
Listen to the feverish typing.
The thing with me is that they're going all in with Derrick Henry. You know, they're like, okay, like we were so close last year. What's that missing piece? They're like, we're going to get Derrick Henry. If they don't win now, I don't know. I don't think it's ever going to be in the cards. Pressure's a lot for them.
Yeah, yes. I mean, you have arguably the most dynamic player in the National Football League in terms of just the ways he can beat you. You've won two league MVPs. Your defense has been solid for 30 years. And now you have a dominant tailback.
Got to get it done.
You're built to win. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think the pressure comes with a realization then that Lamar might not get you over the top. And then what do you do?
Mm-hmm. Or do you say that head coach isn't getting you there again?
Or Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Well, they're both getting paid.
Lamar's, I don't know that Harbaugh's going anywhere. It's like the kind of Tomlin thing. A couple of years ago, he was on the hot seat.
I would agree. But Lamar, I mean, you've mortgaged a long time with him. And for good reason. Listen, he's a great player from September through December.
Eight players in the NBA. This is where I've landed so far. I need to find the NFL. Eight players who won MVPs didn't win any championships in their career. So you got Steve Nash, Karl Malone, Joel Embiid,
yeah,
James Harden, Derrick Rose, Russell Westbrook, Allen Iverson, oh,
wow,
and Charles Barkley. Can we get the NFL, please? NFL. Statmuse.com.
Marino?
Yeah.
Has to be Marino.
Mm-hmm.
Did Philip Rivers ever win an MVP? No.
I don't think he did, no.
No, I don't. If he's playing with Brady and Manning, there's mm-hmm. no way.
Boy, he's tough luck career, that guy.
Oh.
Hell of a player, but not Ben.
Would he win here?
Great question.
If you swapped him and Ben.
Great question.
They came out the same year.
Man, I just...
Can I answer it this way? Sorry, Pat. Go ahead. You go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm still computing what I'm going to say.
So I don't think he wins. He might win in 05 because that team was so good and Ben had to manage the game. 08, he doesn't win because that line was so bad he would have gotten eaten alive. But if he played with AB and Le'Veon when the lines were better, I think he might have won one then. I think he might have won two just like Ben.
Really?
Yeah, but different.
He's just such a statue to me. Like, Ben, like, I don't think people forget how mobile and elusive Ben and how much he created. Like, Philip Rivers, great player, great quarterback. He was like praying mantis one time we were running off the field after a game after I played him. He was 6'8", and he was like, "Dadgummit," and was running with his arms like this.
Praying mantis.
See, like, I was like, look at that praying mantis.
Not an athlete.
I mean, he was an athlete. He was an NFL, but like
dadgummit.
Like I was just kind of taken back. I'll never forget that moment. It was one of those like, what the hell am I looking at right now? It was like a man mantis. He just wasn't like. I think we forget how much Ben created though, and I don't know if he would have been able to do that, especially with a guy like Antonio Brown who fed off of the creation of Ben.
You know what? That's a really good counter argument to mine. I think 05, he could have done it. Mm-hmm. I think he probably would have done it. 08, no shot. 2010, probably not. He did not move, and Ben was getting sacked 55 times a year.
Well, how many, you know, and 30 times he completed the ball with two guys draped
right
on him.
Right.
I mean, he's a freak. And Philip had injury issues, too. I mean, remember the ACL and... Mm-hmm. I don't know. That offense was built so much differently than Pittsburgh's in San Diego. It's hard to compare. It's hard to swap them.
Those teams were really good too. I mean, really good.
Yeah.
Gates and
LT.
LT.
Who was? I mean, he's as I don't know. Derrick Henry and there were some great running backs. Adrian Peterson, but he's right up there among the modern day greats. Yeah. LT. Yeah. Oh my God, what a player! Anyway, what were we talking about? Pressure on the Baltimore Ravens. The idea of Lamar Jackson handing the ball to Derrick Henry in that mesh point in the backfield, and you go, it's either this super freak athletic or this guy who's going to run over me and my entire family. Oh, my God. And I don't think he might have slowed down a tad.
Henry?
Derrick Henry. But
he's gotten bigger.
And you think about the last game of the season to help get the Steelers into the playoffs, where he was unbelievably good. Like, I don't think he's going to go to Baltimore and he not be a 1,500-yard rusher if he stays healthy.
That's what they want to do.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of their MO. Now, I've thought about it a bunch of times. Like, you pack the box and, you know, Derrick Henry, if Lamar pulls it, if he hands it off, like, and then he pulls it and throws or he pulls it and runs, like, I would be, if I was a D coordinator, just spitting. How am I going to stop that?
Mm-mm.
How are you going to stop it?
You score a bunch of points.
Yeah.
Get up on them. Make them throw it.
It's still crazy to me how much success the Steelers have had against that guy. Because the rest of the league got no answers. I mean, come playoff time, they've had obviously their struggles, and that's why there is pressure on him. But during the regular season, he's winning 70% of the games. Like, he's unstoppable. And then the Pittsburgh Steelers have oddly had his number. And then he's been hurt for a couple of games.
Do the Bengals have pressure? Joe Burrow being hurt last year, coming back.
I think so. I think there's pressure. I don't think there's a – I mean, it'll be a toss-up between Taylor and Stefanski, who's more on the hot seat. I would say probably Taylor because he's got what everyone thought was going to be the next great quarterback in the National Football League, and Burrow really hasn't been that consistently. I mean, since 21, he's been a combination of injured and getting just absolutely sacked through the ground. And there, you know, you start to wonder if you're missing a window, right? You know, Tyler Boyd's gone. You know, they brought T. Higgins back. I mean, you got Ja'Marr Chase. You've got this powerful offense. You can't stop anybody. And you try to fortify the offensive line. You know, you're in danger of hitting the reset button at the head coach position. And I'm not sure where they are from a cap standpoint, but they're flirting with missing an opportunity to revive and resuscitate a franchise that used to be pretty darn competitive for on a year-in, year-out basis in the AFC North with Carson Palmer and the rest of them.
Like the Bills. Same kind of situation.
It's the same thing. I mean, you've got a coach that's growing, you know, the fans are growing weary of. Now, difference with Allen and Burrow is that Allen's been largely available. but you've got this generational talent at quarterback. He's been getting absolutely murdered. And, I mean, he even got talent at receiver in Cincinnati.
You do wonder when the bill comes due on his health. Like, Cam Newton was an NFL MVP, and his body just, one day he just stopped being good. He was great, and then one day just stopped being good. That's the guy that I would liken him to, just with the body blows and the way that he runs.
There's another MVP that didn't win.
There is, and now I have a list of NFL MVPs. We're not going to go back all the way, but so Steve McNair, 2003 MVP.
Yep.
Didn't win a Super Bowl. Sean Alexander didn't win a Super Bowl. LaDainian Tomlinson didn't win a Super Bowl. Adrian Peterson did not win a Super Bowl. Cam Newton, Doran did not win a Super Bowl, to your point, and Matt Ryan did not win a Super Bowl. And then you've got Lamar Jackson. We'll go back further, and we could play that game, but I think we've played that game enough. Coming up next, Trevor Lawrence gets a big paycheck, and we want to get your thoughts on that as well, Pat.
All those guys that you mentioned played in a Super Bowl.
But didn't win.
Has Jackson played in a Super Bowl?
He has not.
Mm.
Pressure.
Mm-hmm.
He brought it all the way back, Doran.
Mm-hmm.
This masterful Boston.
Yes, he did.
This is why he gets nervous before broadcast, because he knows, I'm going to need that nugget at some point. Is it going
to
come out?
I was nervous there for a minute because I Googled it and wanted to make sure it was absolutely right. Because, you know, sometimes my memory of past Super Bowls, past like last year, is a little bit sketchy. But
it's because you played all of 13-9 with a concussion. Did you just went out
I
there?
I think I've been concussed ever since.
Yeah. That's the price you got to pay.
Worth it.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.